Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming to my channel. So I'm saying Requiescat in Pace to Lord Mackay of Clashfern. Now, seems to be a lot of RIPs recently. So James Peter Hymers Mackay. I remember when I first saw that name written when I was about 13, thinking it was Mackie. Of course, it's a Scots surname pronounced Mackay. So he's best known for having been Lord Chancellor in the Margaret Thatcher John Major years. From 1987 to 1997. So he died at the age of 99, well, quite some days ago now, a week ago exactly. So he's from Edinburgh. He went to George Heriot School, independent school. I believe he grew up very working class. His father's a railway man. And then he went to the University of Edinburgh, where he read physics and maths, graduating. Now, you think he would have done national service. In those days, all boys had to do 2 years in the armed forces unless they're exempt for medical reasons. There were some conscientious objectors. That was it. So despite having just one degree, he got a position teaching maths at the University of St Andrews. And then he went on to Trinity College Cambridge, where he took their maths tripos. He decided to change career later on, going back to the University of Edinburgh to take a law degree, and he passed that with distinction. So he was no slouch intellectually. And then he was elected an advocate, as in that's what they call a equivalent of a barrister in North Britain, and he rose to be a Queen's Counsel. So superb ones got that QC, those postnomials. Obviously, there's a king, so it's KC, King's Counsel these days. Okay, so he rose through the judiciary to be a sheriff principal, which is a judicial position for Renfrew and Argyll. So Renfrew or Renfrewshire is a county close to Glasgow. All right, and Argyll is that like peninsula. It means East Gael because it's the part of Great Britain which is closest to Ireland, and is it 9 miles from County Antrim across the North Channel. So he's vice dean of the Faculty of Advocates and eventually dean. So he's the most senior advocate in the Scots Bar. Doesn't mean he's the longest serving, and so forth. Okay, so Lord Advocate, as in head of the legal system in Caledonia, and then he was ennobled as Lord Mackay of Clashfern of Edrachilis in the district of Sutherland. Edrachilis is this hamlet in northern Scotland. So you can choose where you want to be of, and because his father was born there, so that's why he's that. So yeah, he was in the House of Peers until 2022. I think if he had been shut for a long time, you're deemed to resign from that. So made a Lord of Appeal in Ordinary. And then Lord Chancellor, who's never called to the Bar of England and Wales, but your Lord Chancellor for the whole of the United Kingdom. So that was it. Some people say, well, really, because Scotland's only 8% of the population of the UK, okay, it was more than that in those days. Really, you need someone who's fully versed in the system of England and Wales. Doesn't have to be a Welshman or an Englishman, someone who's actually been called to the bar. You can belong to the bar of both, but that's unusual. Okay. So he also had a role at the University of Cambridge. He edited Halsbury's Laws of England, which is a multi-volume a series of books, probably usually updated, and the editorship is normally for an erstwhile Lord Chancellor. So, like I say, he came from a family of modest means. His dad was a railway signalman. Of course, the railway was way more extensive in the 1920s when this guy was born. Okay, so he had two sisters as well. He's part of the Free Presbyterian Church of Scotland. They were schismatics who felt the Church of Scotland had too much of a Romeward trend and so on. Members of it were not allowed to go to Catholic worship. But despite that, when two senior ranking members of the judiciary died, he went to the funerals of Charles Ritchie Russell and John Wheatley. So he had to go to the synod, told he'd broken the rules, yeah, by supposedly countenancing Catholicism. And he said, well, I went there simply to show respect to my dead colleagues. He was suspended. I don't think he was actually kicked out. Yeah. So he said, no, I will not promise to refrain from going to mass if it's for the funeral of my friends and colleagues, and so on. Okay. So that was it. He was a Presbyterian. He went away from that Free Presbyterian Scotland to think just the Church of Scotland, which was the established church in North Britain and so on. So he was very keen on the Bible, and that was him. I don't think he was ever married, but yeah, so they are political appointees. He wasn't a member of any political party, but because he was there under the time of Margaret Thatcher and John Major, some of them thought, oh, was he somehow conservative? I'm not sure he was, actually. And after he went, he was replaced by Derry Irvine. Okay, Alexander Andrew Mackay Irvine, no relation. So he was a Scotsman who was a barrister in London, and he was he not the head of Tony Blair's chambers? He was at the lunch where he introduced Tony Blair to the then Cherie Booth, and saying at that lunch, I realised they fancied each other, so I made myself scarce, and that was it. So that's a Lord Chancellor. Now, it was the highest judge, also a cabinet minister. So in the House of Lords, so that's the legislature, in the cabinet, that's the executive, and head of the judiciary, is in all three branches of government. And the Constitutional Reform Act was at 2009, changed that. So we can't be in all three branches of government. Because when Lord Irvine came in, he was a partisan Labour figure, and writing to lots of people, telling them to ask him to donate to the Labour Party. He was also in charge of promoting barristers to the bench. And there was a blatant conflict of interest there, because barristers might think, well, if I donate money to Labour, I'm more likely to be made a judge. And obviously that's deeply wrong. There's very much an appearance and probably a reality of political bias involved. So Lord Mackay, not a particularly controversial figure, largely forgotten, and just kept out of public disputes, didn't vocalise and contentious views, not in the debate very much, and there he is, died. He's an honourable sort of person. And now there's Lord Chancellor and Secretary of State for Justice. It's a cabinet position. It's not a judicial position. He, and it's a he at the moment, the detestable David Lammy, is not a judge and doesn't even have to be qualified as a barrister. The first woman to hold that office was Liz Truss, is not a barrister or a solicitor. So it's such a mouthful. Lord Chancellor and Secretary of State for Justice. So for sure, they might just say Lord Chancellor. I forget the rest. You might just say Justice Secretary and forget the rest. Okay, so it's been changed since that Constitutional Reform Act of 2004, which took effect in 2009. Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecarlin79@gmail.com. Toodaloo.